from the food. So you have a lot of problems with mycotoxins in the corn because of fungus growing on the corn as it's being stored. So there's a lot of issues there with, you know, there's aspergillus, and of course there's even candida. I mean, all these fungi are causing trouble, and they're producing these mycotoxins that are very toxic. And in fact, when those mycotoxins get oxidized by epoxygenase, they get even more toxic. And so the interesting thing is the connection between the mold and the glyphosate, which is actually through a few threads. One is that aspergillus, for example, is very capable of metabolizing glyphosate. So not only is it not affected by glyphosate, it doesn't have the sensitive enzyme that the microbes have, but it can chew it up and disappear it. Mm. So that's a feature. You know, if you've got mold growing in your body, it's going to get rid of your glyphosate, which is nice. But on the other hand, the mold causes its own problems. So if you're getting a lot of glyphosate, then the mold is going to, the bacteria are being killed off, so that allows the mold to really get going. And the mold produces these toxins. Or you could be eating toxins from food that's been exposed to glyphosate, because it makes there's a lot of fungus diseases right now in various plants, various crops. They're having a lot of trouble with fungi, and they're using a lot of fungicides too, which are also toxic. So, and that's, I think, also because glyphosate is making the plants less resistant to the fungi. And the reason why there's less resistance is because of a weak immune system. Glyphosate is really doing a number on the immune system. It really messes it up. And I have a whole chapter, I have a new book on glyphosate, and I have a whole chapter in that book on the gut, and another chapter on the immune system, how glyphosate messes up the immune system. Mm-hmm. So you have trouble fighting off these fungi, and you have trouble dealing with these mycotoxins because glyphosate is disrupting the enzymes in the liver that detoxify them. And so one is glutathione. Mm-hmm. A lot of the mycotoxins get glutathionylated